Across the globe, about 1 in 10 women have endometriosis. It's a painful chronic disease that can be hard to treat. Maine writer Abby Norman was first diagnosed with it 7 years ago, but she says the disease was never really explained to her, and as it has progressed, she's struggled to convince doctors that the pain she feels is real. Norman says it's a problem for women that has a long history in medicine, and she's written a book about her experience. Patty White has more.
There are events in time that can mark a dividing line of life before and life after. For Abby Norman, it was when she was 19 and a sophomore in college in New York. She says she woke up one morning, stepped into the shower, and suddenly felt an apocalyptic stabbing pain in her abdomen.
That happened, and then my life was never the same again.
Norman says she became so sick that she had to take a leave of absence from school. She returned home to Maine, where she was examined and given a diagnosis, sort of.
I did end up having surgery, which revealed that I had an endometrioma on my left fallopian tube, which had torqued the tube and pushed the ovary out of alignment, and that there were also lesions and what I then found out later was endometriosis.
Endometriosis is a disease where tissue that's similar to the lining of the uterus is found elsewhere in the body. These lesions respond to hormonal cycles and bleed as if they were in the uterus. That can cause severe pain, inflammation, even gastrointestinal issues. Norman didn't know this at the time. After her surgery, she says, doctors only told her that they found endometriosis, not what it meant. So Norman says she didn't think that endometriosis was significant, but her pain got worse.
For me, the experience of endo has always been one of a very deep and kind of resonant ache. And I have always felt it the most sort of in my pelvis, but it can also spread down into like the tops of my thighs and into my legs, almost like a sciatica type of a feeling, like a more of like a heavy nerve pain.
The pain is so debilitating, Norman says she was never able to return to school. She's 26 now, and she's physically exhausted. She says she's lost 40 pounds because she can only stomach bland foods due to severe abdominal pain. Despite these symptoms, Norman says she's frequently confronted with doubt from doctors.
There was never just a moment where my perception of being in pain was taken at face value. I had to prove that I wasn't depressed and anxious and, you know, hysterical, essentially. And I never really understood how I was supposed to prove that, because actually, what it felt like was the harder I tried to prove it, the more it seemed like they thought that I was actually just upset. And I would get increasingly frustrated as I was having this dialogue. And then I actually was getting pretty upset.
Her pain frequently sends her to the ER. And on one visit to the hospital, she saw a posting for a job in the health information department. She applied and was hired for the position. That allowed her access to medical records, including her own.
Once I'd actually seen that and started to realize, like, okay, well, here's everything that was not told to me. And, like, here are the, like, gnarly pictures of my insides. It really was kind of a reckoning in a way. I mean, you look at it and you go, how could something this bad that looks like this, that doesn't look like it should be in your body, how can that not be a big deal?
During her lunch breaks, Norman says she pored over books in the medical library and began to piece together a more informed understanding of her endometriosis. She says she started to wonder about other women's experiences and went online to find them. She was alarmed to find just how many women reported that their complaints of pain had been dismissed or greeted with skepticism. It's a problem, she says, that's actually been around for a long time.
This goes back to Freud and, you know, this whole idea that, you know, women didn't actually, you know, understand their own internal perceptions and that they couldn't be trusted to give an accurate sort of summation of what they were feeling or experiencing.
In her own experience, Norman says doctors have often assigned her physical issues to stress and prescribed antidepressants and sedatives. Convincing doctors that her pain is not psychosomatic, she says, is a battle she still faces to this day. Norman now has a career as a science writer, and she's presented about her experience with endometriosis at a medical conference at Stanford. That led to her new book.
I'm not physically able to go and have these conversations and facilitate these discussions and do the kind of advocacy, do the marching and do the things that I want to do, that I wish I could do. But I'm really aware that I given something to this fight that's tangible and that can go to all those places that I can't.
Abby Norman's book is called Ask Me About My Uterus, A Quest to Make Doctors Believe in Women's Pain. She'll do a reading and discussion at the Space Gallery in Portland on Wednesday, March 21st at 6:30. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.